King settled into the cracked vinyl seat in the taxi's rear passenger area, and just for a moment closed his eyes. He was tired, but strangely his fatigue was not the product of sustained physical or even mental effort. In fact, he thrived on exertion. This capacity had served him particularly well in his military service, enabling him to surmount whatever challenges training or combat placed before him, whether it was negotiating a 12-mile nighttime land nav course or taking down the deadliest terrorists in the world. His ability to turn the tables on exhaustion had been instrumental in his success as the leader of Chess Team, a small but very elite group of operators drawn from the ranks of the U.S. military's Joint Special Operations Command, and now recently given special autonomy to defend the nation, indeed the entire world, from threats that were beyond the comprehension of traditional military forces. They took their operational call signs from the chessboard. As leader, he was naturally king. Zelda Baker, the first woman to battle her way up through the male-dominated world of special ops, was queen. Eric Summers, Iranian by birth, but 110% an American patriot, the extra 10% owed to a physique that would have been the envy of Schwarzenegger in his prime, was bishop. The Korean, Shinde Jung, was knight, and rook was reserved for Stan Tremblay. King sighed. Rook was presently missing in action, presumed dead by many of those who knew the circumstances of his final mission, and that was surely a contributing factor to his weariness. So also was his recent discovery that his parents, his loving mother, and the father who had walked out on both of them years before, were in fact Russian sleeper agents, actively engaged in an operation directed against Chess Team. Their subsequent disappearance and the knowledge that they were still out there working against him was a burden King carried alone. And if that wasn't enough, he'd somehow become the foster father to Fiona Lane, a 13-year-old orphan whose knowledge of an ancient divine language had made her both very powerful and a target for kidnapping or assassination. At first, King's mission had been to protect her, but he'd since grown to love the girl as his own. Officially, Fiona Lane no longer existed. After Chess Team rescued her and became a black op, she came with them. That didn't make being her father any easier. He sometimes thought taking down terrorist cells was less work. But the true source of his weariness was that he was tired down to his bones because of inactivity. He had spent most of the last 20 hours in the cramped confines of passenger jets, interspersed with equally interminable periods of waiting and ticketing and security checkpoint lines, all the while plagued by the possibility that Sarah might be in danger. Sarah Fogg was King's girlfriend. The term felt alien to King. He had never had much success with relationships. None had ever lasted more than a few months, but he and Sarah had been an item since working together on a critical Chess Team mission to Vietnam in 2010, where her unique abilities as a disease detective for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention had literally saved the human race from extinction. Theirs was not, suffice it to say, a traditional relationship. He ran a hand through his unruly black hair, then opened his eyes and took out his phone. The display screen told him what he already knew. Service unavailable. But what he was interested in was stored in the device's memory. Sarah's text message to him. Safari time. Got a hot one. Everything is okay. Pizza in a week or so. A hot one undoubtedly signified a disease outbreak. Epidemiologists referred to an area where a contagion was spreading as a hot zone. The rest of the message seemed innocuous enough. Or at least it would to anyone who didn't know Sarah Fogg very well. King had seen the text for what it was almost immediately. The message was anything but typical for the erudite, precise, and detail-oriented disease detective. Sarah would never send a missive so riddled with apparent formatting errors, at least not without a very good reason.